Welcome to The Hedge, week three.
All right. Hi.
Hello.
It is day 19.
Which kind of sounds like something now.
That's a lot of days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a third of the way.
What?
Yeah.
Don't say that because I'll immediately be like, no, I never wanted to stop.
I know.
So, but yeah.
But yeah, day 19 and the heat is on, as that terrible song says.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that.
I know.
That was
horrible. I can't either.
And now I'm
sorry.
Very, very angry
the song's
with you.
In there,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
In there
yeah,
and it's doing some damage and we might just have to call it right now. Like we're done. Okay, good night, everyone. I hope you realize you didn't just do that to me, Dan.
I did it to everyone listening.
Yeah.
Is that Kenny Loggins?
I have no idea.
It's someone like
but now
Loggins.
I'm even madder at you because I feel like Kenny Loggins, whatever songs are going to be like floating around in my
now
brain.
Now we got to find out.
Oh
I'm
my God.
It up. Heat.
The heat.
Is
yeah. It has been.
Glenn Frey.
Oh boy.
It always comes back to the Eagles, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it always does. Pretty much everything circles back to the Eagles.
We had a whole discussion about this.
Yes.
In Minneapolis.
I know. And since then, have you noticed we've
They're
been like
everywhere.
Haunted by the Eagles?
Well, I mean, I think that they haunted us even before.
Yeah.
Now
but
we
now
just
we're
know,
like,
that,
oh my God.
Know that it's a haunting.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, it is.
The heat is just insane. And it's the kind of thing where, you know, day after day of, I mean, when we say 100 degree heat, we're not exaggerating.
No.
I mean, it's been 100 degrees.
101, like, 103.
You know, sometimes it's like a straight 96 all day, you know, and doesn't quite hit 100, but it's all around 100 for days on end.
And like, and it stays hot. Like, it's one of the things that's interesting, and I didn't really understand this till I started coming out west with you years ago.
Yeah.
But like, there's the saying of it's a dry heat, you know. In Chicago, you rarely get a dry heat. It's always humid. And so it is, if it's 100 during the day, it's 90 at night, you know, because the water in the air never cools. It heats up and then it never cools down. And here, like, it is actually quite dry. And so the shade allows for a little bit of
respite.
But not at 100 and something.
Well, not,
you know.
I mean, if it's
and,
1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the heat has just been like every surface and certainly every road.
Yeah.
And so many buildings and things have just absorbed this heat for so long now that it's just like it never goes away. It does sort of cool off at night. I mean, like last night I was driving around with the windows open and it felt great because
but that was like a 10 at night.
But that was like a 10 at night. It was 10 at night.
Yeah. Like 8
and
o'clock at night, still hot as hell.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And I just, it's, And so it takes its toll. Today I was really tired.
Yeah.
And I felt like I slept well last night. And I, it's not like we don't have AC. We have AC in the trailer.
And
we have AC in our car. Everybody out here has AC now, which is interesting because when I was growing up, we didn't have air conditioning in our house. It was cooler. I mean, climate change is real, people.
Yeah.
We all know that, but it is absolutely a thing out here.
Yeah.
The West is heating up like crazy.
Yeah. And this campsite we're in, like, your mental picture of campsite is probably foresty or something like that. And this is sort of just a field. You know, there is no shade. And so, and we are in a tin can.
We're in a tin can.
And it's well insulated, like both the fact that we can't hear the highway that we're probably, you know, 200 yards from. And it does, you know, we have an AC that's working overtime.
It works all the time, even at night.
And the insulation does actually keep it pretty temperate in here.
Right.
But I mean, you can even tell as the sun moves from east to west, like the trailer is hotter in the morning. It's hotter in the dining room area, which is east facing.
Yeah.
And in the evening, it is like hot as hell in our room, which is west facing, even with the AC going, you know, like it's,
I mean, it's totally manageable. It's
Definitely.
But the one thing that's hard about AC is it's like, it's like you're in this furnace when you're outside and you come in and it's often overly cold or just like unnaturally cold.
Because the AC in this place, it's like a, it's the equivalent of like a window unit.
Yeah.
And like, as all of us that have had window units in our lives, like, they really only have one setting.
Yeah, they're it blasts like crazy.
Till they turn off.
And then it turns off and it's not, and it's all or
it's
nothing.
The same
it's all or
deal.
Nothing with our AC unit. Yeah, and so that is very tiring, I think, on the body to just be like super hot, super cold, and just like this weird mix. Yeah, and our trailer doesn't heat. It's getting, I think, you know, the first day it felt like everything was pretty cool everywhere, but now like day after day of these extreme heat. The back bedroom is, I mean, our bedroom is definitely not cooling in the same way. Because it's just like there's
only
so much.
Like 3 in the morning or so, it's suddenly, it's like, oh, this is nice.
And we have been opening windows in the morning, which is nice. We have like, I feel like we have like an hour or two where we can open windows and run around outside. And then it's like, it's shut down mode.
Yeah. But definitely the thing that's taking the biggest hit, the sewer tank.
Yeah.
The black tank,
and
as they call it.
We still are afraid of the poo cone. Yeah. So we still use campground poo to poo in.
But we're
the
cooking
campground
that
toilets.
Pee.
Yeah. But now, even just pee, like when you've got to open the little thing, because it's like for those
it's
of
like
you
an
who aren't.
Toilet.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't familiar with these types of toilets, they're like, it's like an airplane
toilet. It's like
toilet.
An airplane toilet without the suction.
Yeah, it doesn't have
the like, you're releasing your pee
like
into the air.
It seems like it has a little bit, but maybe that's just,
no, that's just gravity.
Just gravity. Science, gravity.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it was fine. It never smelled. And now it's the kind of thing where you're like,
oof,
I got to hold my breath when I got to flush this. Yeah. I'm like, I've got like half foot out the door.
I can't even imagine what it would be like if we were pooping in that
thing. Know that's what I'm saying, and so we're like, no, not until it cools down. That's not happening. The campground itself is starting, and this is a very clean campground. This is not saying anything bad about this campground because this is like the most well-patrolled, like clean bathroom. Like
for a state park, especially, it is remarkably clean, remarkably just everything.
And
but
like today when we got
out
of the
car, they got a couple of dumpsters and it. They're starting
like,
to cook.
Yeah, I was like, what is that smell? Like, did something die? Did I step in poop?
It's the dumpsters.
But and we're not right next to the dumpsters.
But they're close enough.
But they're like basically like across the street. So things are starting to heat up in a way that is like, oh, we're not used to this. Like,
no.
This level of, like, you can only escape it so much.
Yeah. And it's not breaking for days still.
I know.
It's like maybe it breaks over the weekend.
Yeah.
But it's intense.
I've been
working every day, and like I've been working out of a library. The Longmont Public Library. I'll totally plug that thing.
Yeah,
it is an amazing library.
Great library.
But
they know how to do internet in
Longmont. They have great internet. so like I will step out to eat lunch, and it's just like,
I know, just
like, it's like stepping into some sort of like rotisserie chicken machine.
Today, 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah,
it's like free Slurpee day, right?
Right.
And so
y'all did
a
it.
A bunch
up.
Of us walked over there, which was like 3 blocks from my sister's house.
I don't know why you walked.
I don't
That's
know why
brutal.
We walked either. We just. I don't know. It's like you suffer either way because, like, you get in the car. The car is like 5,000 degrees. So, like, anyway, we walked. It was probably a mistake. We were pretty, but it was just like it was.
But you did get a free Slurpee.
I did get a free Slurpee. And man, they were on it. They had like all the cups set up ahead of time. The family that runs the 7-Eleven was on it.
They got a deal.
And
they're ready.
Yeah, it was something though. I feel like I never bounced back after that very short walk.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like impeding what we can do, which is hard in a place like Colorado where you just want to be outside. You just want to be outside all the time. But we are not. But we have had to think of, you know, indoor activities. We went bowling tonight.
Yeah, we
which
sure
was
did.
So fun.
Me and you have a long history of bowling.
We do. Bowling in some ways brought us together.
Yeah, I think
in
not just
ways.
In some ways,
in
every
way.
Yeah. In every possible way, bowling brought us together.
We
had some mutual friends.
Which is funny because we're not necessarily good bowlers or have bowled a lot. You were doing really well today, by the way.
It came
I'm
back.
Impressed.
I hadn't bowled in a long time.
You were good. It's been a long time since we went bowling. Yeah. We realized like Our oldest son, I think, was 5 the last time we went. Yeah, he's 13 now. So it's been a while.
It's been a while. But we did for a while, like early in our relationship.
Yeah, early in our relationship, yeah.
Us and the kind of circle of friends that we were with bowled a lot.
We did bowl a lot.
I really don't know why we started bowling a lot, but I guess you're just
day,
kind of in
I
your mid-20s, early 30s, and what
why?
Else are you going
to
do? Yeah.
You know, I feel like our friend Andrew, like, really pushed that. Maybe he was at the heart of bowling all the time. I don't know.
I really don't remember.
We did bowl a lot, and it was so fun. I mean, that's how we got to know each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And then we joined a league, which was hilarious because it was until we joined it, like, a regular bowling league with, like, actually good bowlers.
Yeah. Well, and just, like, super regular folks that are on a bowling league.
Like, after work, bowling, you know, just doing their thing. Yeah. Like, the focus was on the bowling, and then we joined.
Yeah. We were a bunch of, like, art kids and stuff.
Just a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah. We dressed up in costumes in this total normcore bowling league. And, by the end of... I think we did it for, 3 years
we
or 4 years?
We did it for, like,
3 years. Like that.
Yeah.
By the end of it, it was basically, like, the art bowling
we
league.
We had kind of taken over.
We had definitely gentrified that bowling league.
My team was the Choice Cuts, and we had, like, very traditional kind of, like, bowling shirts with our... I was Pork Chop. You know, we all had our own name.
You were all meat.
Identities.
Different
we were all
meats.
Meat. And
didn't you have aprons? Did you wear aprons?
We did have aprons at the beginning, but then I think, like, it was just one thing too many. The thing is, we just weren't that good. Nope. Anything in the way. I mean, we got better. We got better, right? But it's not like we were, like, you know. So we
get
lost.
Defensive about the pizza and beer bowling league and your skills.
Well, you know. Anyway, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And are you going to even mention your team?
Yeah, my team was called Los Diablos Guapos, and we were a mix between bowlers and luchadors, Mexican wrestlers.
Because of course you were.
Sure.
That's totally
we wore masks
a
and wrestling singlets, and we practiced what we called full contact bowling, which was...
It was something.
Yeah, it was bowling, and then you would, you know, pick up your teammate and throw them on the ground and stomp on them or hit them with a trash can. That was a big one.
It was hilarious.
It was something.
It was
we
something.
Did not get thrown out of that bowling
I know.
League, which was
surprisingly.
I think we
when
only
I
got yelled
back,
at twice even.
Wow. And you were the biggest, loudest
I was really loud.
And the funny thing, you are very loud when you want to be.
Yeah.
You have a very loud voice.
I can
voice.
Definitely get loud.
And I just, when I think back, I'm like, okay, so I was in this bowling league with all these friends, just having fun, you know, just goofing around. And then I see the loudest, most obnoxious guy wearing a singlet and a luchador mask. And I'm like, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's our origin story.
You knew how to pick him.
I did a good job.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Nice
look
work.
At us.
Well done.
I nailed it.
But yeah, it was our 3-year-old's first bowling tonight.
Yeah, that was so
great.
The
main reason we went is he has 2 books that we read at night, and one of them is called The Loud Book,
mm-hmm.
which, full disclosure, I think is not a very good book.
I like the book.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
cute.
Not a big fan
well,
of it.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing it came after The Quiet Book.
Yeah,
which
The
is all
Quiet
these,
Book
like,
is a lot cuter
sweet,
than The Loud
quiet
Book.
Quiet moments.
My main problem with The Loud Book is that there are moments where it is progressing linearly and then it will suddenly just throw in something totally irrelevant and then it will go back to kind
oh my
of progress
gosh.
Linearly.
I think you're maybe like evaluating it on a level.
I know. My editor brain
happen.
Is working too hard. Anyway,
like,
there's
a
page
book.
In it that says good crash loud and
right.
it's a picture of bowling. And I think that's his only experience
yeah,
in bowling.
I mean,
and at some point he was like, I love bowling. I want to go bowling whenever you would go to that page.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, we know the town we're staying in Colorado has a bowling alley. So we will totally go bowling. So we went tonight and he loved it.
He loved it. And the best thing about bowling is it's really
the
an
dog
activity.
Is crying.
I know,
if you can hear the dog, she's
because
crying
because
the door is
the door,
closed.
The little curtain. I don't know. It's like a habit that I do now when we record.
It's the
I
recording
close.
Studio.
It's our
yeah,
recording
I like it.
Studio. It somehow makes it more professional
yeah,
if
sure.
I close
it's
that
very,
little curtain
it's
that
very
is,
professional.
Has no soundproofing yeah. abilities at all yeah. or qualities. But yeah, bowling is great because any, you know, all sorts of ability of players and just and ages and all of that, like, you know, so he's three, right? And, you know, it's hard to, I mean, he got like the 6-pound ball. That was the lightest one we could find. And then he was like, you know, with all his might. And the thing went like 3 inches.
My God,
and I was like, this is not going
to
work.
I was like, oh God, we're going to have to like walk out on the median and like grab
the ball. I was like, what
ball.
Do we do?
But
then
they brought us a little ramp.
Well, our older son was like, what about the ramp? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, I didn't even know about the ramp. So the parent, there's like a little like roller coaster ramp, like a little thing that they bring out, and then he can roll it down, which is super fun. Was super fun for him, and got the ball going enough to where it eventually would reach the end after some amount of time. But it was great, and they make the cutest little like kid bowling shoes. I was like, do you even have shoes this small? And they're like, oh yeah,
yeah, those were pretty adorable.
Yeah.
So, had we not just bought him a new pair of shoes, I would have been like, let's leave with these shoes.
I know it. Yeah, it was super tempting. I took like 1,000 pictures of them.
And we beat the heat.
We beat the heat.
We came back outside and it was like, oh, it's still really hot. It was like 7:30
at night.
I know,
we may be bowling like every day now.
But yeah, heat's going to be on for a while. Thanks,
so
Glenn
next,
Fry.
So, oh my God.
I'm going to just
do it. Never forgive you.
The heat is on. Is that the song?
Us.
Is that how it goes?
Wait, is that Huey Lewis?
Yeah, no. See, I think I just confused it with another one.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
Why don't
you just sing us out?
Oh, because I don't know the words other than the first one. Yeah, I don't know it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!